Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm absolutely floored, Jolene. I'm floored.
Well, I've been happy all day.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, let's get our birthdays out of the way right fast. I mean, it's been a big, it was a big day for the cannabis industry. Eight states yesterday, four went for legalization and four went medical. And I said, man, we got to be close to flipping the majority on that. I haven't Yeah, I haven't had a chance yet to figure out what the number is, but I know we're close to flipping, you know, because I mean, when we get over the number of states, the majority rules against the other states, you know. So it's like, I know we got to be close. We got to be close.
Yeah.
Let's see. On the birthdays today, daggone, where's my birthdays at? I've got David R. Davison. David R. Davison, today's his birthday. Farrell, Tim Lake, happy birthday to you. Shelley, Beth Hargrover, and Buck Russell, and that is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't think I do. Not that I know of.
The weather here is a cloudy 50 degrees, Miss Jolene.
Here it's cold and cloudy too, and 57.
Oh, wow. Yes, I think our warm days are over with. Pioneer Paula, welcome to the show. How are you, Pioneer Paula?
I am fucking wore out. I'm glad the election is over.
Me too. Love the result too.
$8 billion night though for the cannabis industry. California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada all voted for legalization. You have Arkansas, Florida, North Dakota. They all approved medical cannabis initiatives. Now, Paula, we were talking there earlier. Ain't we close to flipping all the houses? I mean, flipping on all that? I mean, we have to be close, ain't we?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't actually talked to Gary because he hadn't figured all the statistic part. But, yeah, we're getting real close.
That's what I was thinking. I said if we didn't overtop it, I mean, I was talking to some people last night, and they was thinking the same thing. They said, well, yeah, we just overthrew it.
It could be. But see, they all had ballot initiatives and got to vote on it, whereas we don't.
Yeah, I think that's really cruel and unfair that can we ever change that here in the state, Paula? How can we change that here in our state to where we can become a ballot initiative state?
Get the legislators to introduce a bill, I would say, would do it. I don't think it's impossible, but getting the legislators to do that, you know, would be another thing because they like their power. And, man, I couldn't believe Stumbo lost.
Oh, God, yes. Well, yeah, 34 years. 34 years, yeah. He's held that office for 34 years. I was like you. I was shocked.
He got a little bit too full of himself and too arrogant. And he was acting like he was God to me.
Well, I had somebody that had told me last night, said, well, if he would have passed or got really on behind the cannabis bills, do you think that they would have kept him in there?
I don't know. But I don't know. I just wonder who my going to have answer to now, because he was the puppet of Stumbo. Mine was, so I wonder who he's
right.
going
well,
to go to now.
Well, the whole state of Kentucky flipped yesterday, last night through this election. Big congratulations
right.
to Rand Paul. You know, James Comer, he did win too. So a big shout out to him. But yeah, the House flipped here. I mean, it flipped from Democrat to full Republican. I mean, you know, it's full blown Republican now here in the state of Kentucky.
Well, maybe now they're playing the Sand Paul better.
Well, I have to say that I listened to all the speeches. Everybody has been very nice, right down to the president, Hillary, and Trump. What a great speech he gave last night at 3:00 in the morning. I mean, everybody's been really nice and things, and especially in trying to draw unity. Because I mean, there's one thing about it: there ain't nothing you can do about it now. You know. You can't go back. I mean, it is what it is. I sort of disagree with something. I mean, and somebody helped me. They said, you know, because I mean, I watched all the polls and the numbers as they come in, and they're saying that she won the popular vote. And that, you know, of course I know he won the electoral vote because that's what I was following more so than the popular vote, but you know, I kept saying that he had the higher numbers in them states. So how did they get that she had the popular vote?
Well, when I went to bed, he was ahead in both popular and the electoral. So I don't know.
Yeah, like 100,000. I'm like you. It was like over 100,000. Did you understand that, Jolene?
No, I didn't. And another thing I didn't understand either, when it was real close, it was between Pennsylvania and Michigan, and it was really close, and like 97% of the vote was in, and they were saying that they couldn't call it, that they was going to have to wait till today. And I just think they had something up their sleeve. Why not go ahead and call it?
Well, right here's the big problem, I think. Look at our media. No media, none of your bloggers, none of your conservatives. Nobody's called this. Everybody called it for Hillary. Nobody called it for Trump. Everybody said they would. No way. So how did everybody get all these numbers wrong?
Right.
Well,
you know.
Exactly. Because that's full of bullshit. That's why.
You know. I mean, it makes you say, hey, you know, what is your media really reporting to you? Is it really the truth or not? No, I mean, I think the media has failed the public, as anybody sees, like on live, the live streaming things. The social media has killed the news media out, because the numbers were coming in faster on social media last night than they were through the TV medias.
I just think all of it's corruption in the media. You can't even have faith in them anymore, because most of the time they're going to report on what they want and what they think, not about the actual fact.
Well, I felt like they were stalling because they knew that he was winning but just didn't want to give it to him, when my opinion is that the people overruled all this. This was the people's vote. This was nothing about no party. This was no party. This was no Democrat or Republican parties or anything like that. This was the people. The people are sick and they're tired of all this stuff that's been going on, and the people got up, and I mean, I've seen people in wheelchairs, handicapped and everything, being pushed in yesterday of voting.
That's great.
Go ahead, Jolene.
No, I was just going to say, people are tired of this bullshit. I mean, higher taxes. I mean, look at the insurance. Insurance is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you have insurance, you have to pay like $2,200 or something like that before it even kicks in, and then, you know, it's supposed to even be even more higher people don't want those illegal Syrian refugees. People want their jobs back. I mean, just so much. People's tired of it. They want our country back. And they know with Hillary, it was going to be the same old, same old. You know, with Trump, what did they have to lose?
Right. Well, you know, that's like with my youngest son. You know, a couple of years ago, he had a tooth pulled, and the insurance paid for all of it. Now he's got another tooth that needs to be pulled. Now the insurance is only going to pay like $500 of it, and they want like $200 out of pocket, which is like $700 and some for one fucking tooth. How do you pay $700 for one fucking tooth? I said, hell, if you ain't got no insurance, you can go to the University of Kentucky and get it pulled out for $100. You know, that's crazy. I mean, yeah, that is absolutely crazy.
You know, through Trump, you can go anywhere you want to and get insurance, and you're not going to be penalized if you don't have insurance.
Oh, that's one law for sure needs to come right off the books immediately, penalizing people. I mean, penalizing people over, for instance, a hospital bill. You know what I'm saying? It goes against, you know, I mean, it's like, man, I mean, you know, this is just crazy shit.
Well, the thing about it is, an illegal can come in and get everything for free. But yet the people of your country, you pay out your ass. That ain't right.
No. No, it's not. I'll be glad to see some of these new changes. Now, I mean, you know, I think it was in Arizona, the whole high school walked out of the school and started protesting down the street. And these are children, by the way, a high school. And they're not even old enough to vote. And my thing is what the hell are they protesting for? Y'all ain't even old enough to vote for. And where the hell is the fucking parents if the kids are out in the damn street and ain't back in the damn school?
Right.
Well, I think the younger kids, it was because Hillary was promising free college or debt-free college. Well, some debt-free and some free. And I think that's what their beef was. But, you know, nothing free. It's costing somebody.
Get a job. Get a job.
Exactly.
Yeah, get a job.
No, let's see, it's an entitlement. It's entitlement. They think that they're entitled to it, that they, you know, should get it for free.
Right. Well, hell, I ain't never had nothing free in my life. I want some of that free shit. Where the hell's everybody getting it at?
You and me both, sister. Tell me about it.
Where do I get in line at? Paula, you want to get on that boat too, don't you?
Shoot, yeah.
I mean, damn. But, I mean, I think it's just great, though, what happened for the states there with the medical bills and the legalization bills. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I say, they say it's a $8 billion night for the cannabis industry. That's a lot.
Well,
we had a little bit of rain.
How much it helps their state, too. They'll be bringing in so much money that they won't know what to do with it.
Right. We had some rain, and that's a great thing. We did have some rain, and that's helped the fires that in eastern Kentucky. I mean, man, it was really dry in eastern Kentucky, so we're glad we got some rain.
We didn't get enough.
Well, we didn't either, Paula, but, you know, I mean, we've got enough to where it's, you know, I mean, it was starting to get so bad in Appalachia that people that have, like, breathing problems, they were so smoky down there that they were starting to have breathing issues and breathing problems and things. Did anybody understand why, I don't know if anybody noticed this or not, but I know I did. Did anybody understand why the Dow started dropping last night there on the, and they kept showing that about the Dow dropping? Why was the Dow dropping?
Scare tactic.
Huh? Yeah, that's what I thought, Paula. I was like, you know, I don't play with stocks. I don't know nothing about the Dow, you know.
Well, me either. I don't know either. I'm like, Paula, I think it was just a scare tactic because nobody knew you know, really what was going to happen with the election, and I don't know. I don't know.
They were wanting Hillary to win bad.
That was, because, you know, how many times back in past years, and I know y'all are going to agree with this, but 9 o'clock, it's over with. 9 o'clock at night, it's over with. You don't really know who the president is. You know, 9 o'clock, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just, you know, here it is at 3 a.m. finally. And I'm seeing, like I said, I'm seeing on the internet where he's won Pennsylvania and he won Michigan and Wisconsin. And they're just, and I'm watching TV, and they're just dragging it out like, well, Pennsylvania's still tied, still hard to predict Michigan. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? When they're done re-announcing on the fucking social media and Twitter land and everything, and Donald Trump's done already put it out there and thanking people that he's won it. And it's like, you know, they were just dragging their feet, you know, didn't want to give it to him.
Well, that's the reason I thought they had something, you know, was going to try to pull some kind of shit, because they said they wasn't going to announce it till today. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to do something. I just knew they was going to do something.
Yeah. It was a very stressful election, I have to say.
And I couldn't believe that she came out and conceded.
Right. Well, you know, I feel sorry for her supporters last night, because, you know, that they, you know, I mean, she didn't even have enough decency to at least, you know, thank them and sent that guy out there. You know, I mean, I understand she was hurt and things, but still, yet they were devastated too. That's the people that fought for you on your campaign trail. You know.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, those are your supporters. She should have had the balls to come out and face them and talk to them. I thought it was wrong. Instead, you know, she had somebody else do the dirty work.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, I've had some people ask me today and telling me, so, well, I've got family that are mixed. That's what they're telling me. And I've got family mixed too. They wasn't aware of that. You know, I've got black people in my family. But anyhow, they were saying, you know, I've got family that's mixed, and I've got family and friends that are LGBTs. I got family like that too. You ain't got nothing to worry about with them.
I think we all do.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm hearing people that are scared to death. I mean, terrified, and they're scared to death. I don't think there's nothing to be scared about.
The media has got people thinking that he is the worst person on the face of this earth. And it's nothing but bullshit.
Yeah.
The media.
Yeah.
Right.
So too,
they're nothing but political whores.
Well, you wouldn't believe the people that I'm seeing that saying that they want to kill him and all this and that. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, people, you know, there is consequences for saying. I mean, he is he's going to be the president. He's already the president. He just hasn't been inaugurated in yet, but he has won the presidential election, and making that is a threat against the president. And I mean, that is a thing where they will bust through your door and arrest you posting stuff like that you're going to kill him. You know,
crazy. Well,
it is.
But Obama's in until June. I mean, January, what, 20 or something like that?
January 7th.
Like
yeah, I think it's
6
or
7. Okay. Good gosh. That's still a long time.
Yeah, a lot could happen now and then.
I thought the same thing, Paula. Yes, a lot could happen. Scary.
Yeah.
It's scary to me.
Exactly.
Even though he, you know, he's won, it's still scary because it's like, oh, come on. You never want time to go so fast.
Well, I mean, he could still do a whole lot to us if he wanted to, you know.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, now, I heard somebody say last night, too, that they thought that he would fix it before he stepped down out of office to where that Hillary could never be prosecuted. Is that possible?
I don't know. With him, I guess anything's possible.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, we're going to take a break. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
I'm puffing.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Living for today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, an atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Dorktown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Man, what a badass little song.
I love the song.
I do too, Paula. How many people's lost people over the election? I mean, man, block list has been pretty hot. You know, it's like, whoop.
When does all those new cannabis laws take effect, Cole? Just immediately, or do they have to wait, or what?
In them states, I don't know. I would think that they would go into effect. Well, matter of fact, I know California's went into effect immediately because I've seen some of my people out there posting pictures of them being the first customers at some of the stores out there today.
So they just went recreational. Right? Instead of just medical.
No, they
it was just medical.
California went full legalization, didn't they?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But before they was just medical, right?
Yes. Before they were just medical, now they're full legalization.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
And I seen a bunch
awesome.
Of like a Yes, so I mean, so their bill went straight into effect or law today because, like I say, I've seen some people. I don't know about Florida. I did see Irvin Rosenfield had posted about it. I think he was talking about he was up and selling today too, didn't he, Paula?
One of the posts just come across. My medicine consulting is officially open for business in South Florida. Contact us today to inquire about our services.
So I think the other bill must have went right into effect too then.
How can they be prepared so quick? You know, it just became legal yesterday. So did they have a heads up on about it being passed or what?
I'm sure he's got his
ready.
He gets the legal free.
Mm-hmm. I would say they were just ready waiting for it, Jolene.
They knew it was coming.
Mhm. Yeah, just like a lot of people here in Kentucky are doing. They're just sitting back and waiting And the moment, like here in Kentucky, the moment they do something here, what's going to happen? The first thing they're going to do is the next day they're going to have people setting up. They're just sitting here waiting right now. Ain't they, Paul?
Right. Yeah, a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but how do they get all their products so fast? Because once you legalize it, I mean, them stores are boom. they're going. You know,
well,
people
it tells,
lined
they're already doing it illegally.
Right.
Huh. Well, don't tell nobody.
yeah. It's like, whoops. You know. Yeah.
But,
of course,
know,
Irvin Rosenfield.
All the way across the board, it should be legal. I mean, come on.
But, you know, Irvin Rosenfield is a federal patient.
Yeah.
He gets his joints free every month from the federal government.
Oh.
Yeah, 100 every 25 days.
Right. Oh, well, I've never seen so many people that I thought was loving people that have so much hate in them. You know, man, I've been feeling like I've been in a pit of vipers, in a pit with them. I actually lost a little girl from down there in Paducah that I'd met at Fancy Farm a couple of years ago, and she up and got pissed last night at me. And, of course, I mean, she's been pretty vocal on my page with several people and fought with several people, and I've tried to keep her calm. And I guess last night she just decided that, you know, which is what I'm saying with a lot of people, you know, she just didn't want to. She wanted to be judgmental of me, and I don't think we should be judgmental of nobody because of how they voted for somebody. You know, that's not love. That's hate.
At least we voted, you know.
Right. You know, I am registered
do I know
as
her?
An independent. I don't know if you do or not, Paula. No, I don't think you was friends with her. Caller, whoever's on the line, you will have to get up with me to get set up to be on the show. We just don't take calls unless I know who you are. So sorry about that. You'll have to call.
A little late in the game, too. Hell, what,
yeah,
2 or 3 minutes left?
Yeah, we've only got like two. Yeah, we've only got 2 minutes and something left, caller. So you have to just shoot me a message. Let me know who you are. Let me schedule you to be up on the show if you want to be up on the show. All right, I mean, man, hope everybody has an great afternoon. Paul, did you have any birthdays? Did you say yes or no there a while ago? I can't remember.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I had some, but I don't remember who they was.
Okay.
I've been retrieving signs all day. Well, I got to babysit my little pumpkin this morning, me and him all day, all afternoon. That was fun.
Yeah, that's the bad thing. A lot of people think, oh, well, the campaign's over with and we can sit back and relax. But if you work for a campaign, you have to get out there and get those damn political signs back up. Yeah.
Right. That's what I've been doing after I babysitted.
Right.
Hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. You went back down.
Yes,
the
law.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the law. It's the law. Mm-hmm. They can find you.
Yeah,
you
save them next time.
Yep.
I
want to thank the guest people that's been in the chat box. Thank the caller. Thank you, Pioneer Paula. Thank you so much, Miss Jolene. Thank everybody out there that shared the show. God bless you, people. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Everybody have a good evening. Love you, ladies, and bye-bye, everybody.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Have a good afternoon.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.